AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says coronavirus trends continue to go down.
As more and more people roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated, the number of cases and the level of community risk is decreasing.
Walensky says the vaccination numbers are going up,
with more than 60% of Americans 18 and older having received at least one dose and being on their way to full vaccination, and 126.6 million Americans who are fully vaccinated.
But White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Andy Slavitt said at today's daily briefing, the vaccination numbers could be better. There are more incentives to get a shot.
Starting Monday, when you text 438-829, not only will you instantly see where vaccines near you are available, you will also be offered a free ride there and back.
Even some dating apps are offering incentives to get vaccinated. More parts of Japan are still under coronavirus states of emergency. But John Coates with the International Olympic Committee says the guidance they receive from the World Health Organization show the Tokyo Games are still on.
All of those measures that we're undertaking are satisfactory and will ensure a safe and secure Games in terms of health. And that's the case whether there's a state of emergency or not.
The Tokyo Games are scheduled to start July 23rd. Palestinians rallied by the thousands after a ceasefire took effect in the latest war in Gaza, with many viewing it as a costly but clear victory for the Islamic militant group Hamas. Israel vowed to respond with a new level of force to further hostilities. A Florida prosecutor has agreed to allow DNA testing on evidence that helped convict a man, Tommy Ziegler, for the 1975 murders of his wife, in-laws, and an acquaintance at the family's furniture store, and landed him on death row. Previous prosecutors contended Ziegler staged the massacre as a robbery to collect his wife's life insurance policy. This is AP News. Apple CEO Tim Cook testified about the company's ironclad control over its mobile app store.
Apple is counting on Cook's appearance to wrap up its defense against an antitrust case brought by Epic Games, the maker of the popular video game Fortnite. Epic is trying to topple the so-called walled garden for iPhone and iPad apps that welcomes users and developers but shuts out competition. The app store has become a major revenue source for Apple, helping power the company to a $57 billion profit in its last fiscal year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Alex Dobkin has died. The lesbian singer and feminist activist appeared in an iconic and recently resurgent 1975 photo wearing a t-shirt that read, "The future is female." When she came out as lesbian, Dobkin forged ahead musically as an early leader and then mainstay of women's music. Dobkin died of a brain aneurysm and stroke. She was 80. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.